Bro, shut the fuck up, or I swear to God, I am going to...
Khakis! What the fuck are you doing here? Oh, I get it. But, sorry, Claire's not here. I know, ain't that a bitch? Surprisingly enough, it's one of those rare days when Claire is not here or pacing a trench in front of your desk. Fancy that. What do you want? Yeah, she told me. You sure do like to pick fights with her. Yeah, she's fine. A little stressed for obvious reasons, but not any more stressed than you make her any other day of the week. Wait, shut the fuck up. Are you trying to apologize? Oh, God, how much longer do you have? Well, I'm assuming if you're trying to make amends with Claire, then you're obviously dying, so. Yeah, sorry, you're not getting the prim and proper treatment with me. What? What? No shit. She said all that. Well, look, she gives me the basic gist, but it's not like I get a transcript of your conversations. And I didn't realize you were getting special treatment. Yeah, listen. Surprising as it might be to you, Claire is a pretty well put together person, and she keeps about the tightest fucking lid on it that she can. So forgive me if I'm a little shocked that apparently you are the one who loosens that lid. Though, now that I think about it, that kind of tracks. Relax, it's not nearly as bad as you think. As a matter of fact, it's kind of refreshing to hear that Claire's talking like that again. Ooh, let me guess, you try to get the last word in. Yeah, she usually does. Nice. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to drive out here and come to the front door again. Unprompted, without any call, by the way. But, there's no need to apologize. And, believe me, just because she gave you attitude doesn't mean she's actually upset with you. Yeah, the brutal sarcasm, the snarky comments, the, painfully poignant insults. That's just how she shows affection. Or something like that. Khakis, a little word of advice from someone who's known Claire since we were 5. You don't need to stress when she gets snippy. You should be worried when she gets quiet. And I'm talking about Claire as Claire, not the whole professional side of things. Got it? Okay. Really? Stubborn motherfucker, aren't you? Alright, I guess it makes sense you'd want to meet with her in person, but, just to let you know, she's not going to be in town for a few days. It's called personal business, Ranger. Nah. Claire might put up with that shit to keep up the business end of things, but I certainly fucking don't. Leave it at that, all right? Jesus, you go from being groveling to grating faster than a fucking coin flip, you know that? Fucking hell. Look, if you're coming over here to apologize, the last thing you want to do is start shit with more of your really invasive questions, okay? Okay? Great. Glad you can sometimes listen to reason. You want to meet with Claire in person, I'll pass along the invite. But just so I got this clear, is this like a dinner situation, a movie? Do I need to bolt down the desk in her office? Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. Cool. Listen, I don't judge. Claire is my best friend, but you two are grown adults, so I really don't have any say in it, do I? Sure, whatever. But, if that's all, I've got plans, and I really hope to God you've got something other than bugging my best friend on your to-do list. Unless you want to tell me more about that little situation you brought up to Claire last time. Right. Confidential. Got it. Figured as much. In that case, we're definitely done here. Yes, I promise to pass along the message to Claire. What's this? Damn, you kids were doing all that and she didn't have your phone number? Fuck me. Yeah, I'll give it to her. Not like you don't already. Huh? Nothing. I will definitely pass this along. Have a good night, khakis. See you around.
Hi, excuse me? Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you walk over.
It's fine. I just wanted to come over and check on you. It's getting pretty late, and I wanted to see if you needed anything.
Oh, I didn't realize how late it was. Here, let me pack all this away, and I can let you go home. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. I don't mind. I realized what you're looking through is important, so I didn't want to disturb you.
You mean you...
No. Telepathy, I promise. It's just... No one ever goes looking through public records unless it's something, you know, important. I didn't look, if that's what you're worried about.
I didn't mean to assume.
It's okay, it's a gut reaction usually. I'm Rose, by the way. Head librarian.
Claire Green. Alpha of the Green Pack.
Can I ask what you're looking for? I can try to help. I know these records and files better than anyone.
Are you sure? I don't want to hold you up for the night.
Oh, no. I've already cleaned up and my partner's already clocked out and left for the evening, so I have nothing else to do.
Partner?
Technically... Not, but it seems like I'm undervaluing them just to call them an assistant with how much they do, so...
I see. I'm sorry, I thought it was the other girl, the one with the accent. I've seen her hair pretty consistently over the last few days. I figured that she was your...
Oh, no, Abby's not... Honestly, she might as well be. I mean, the three of us are usually here, but only one works here, the other one doesn't. She's just here most of the time, but...
Oh.
At this point, I might as well just hire and make her an honorary employee.
Oh, the three. I didn't realize.
Oh, it's fine. Actually, I'm surprised Abigail hasn't popped over to chat your ear off while you're here.
I'm sure she will eventually. She seems to be very energetic.
You have no idea. But she keeps the place lively, which is nice. But going back on topic, is there anything I can do to help? Point you in the right direction? Offer new resources?
I think I'm okay. Honestly, I'm not even sure what I'm looking for in these documents anyway. It's just that these poachers have been causing trouble for my pack, and I'd like to figure out a way to keep them out without exposing magic.
Mm.
But other than the reports that I made to the Regional Council, we can't take action unless they hit us first.
I never understood the appeal of hunting. I'm not even sure why it's allowed at all anymore.
You'd be surprised. Hunters are probably the biggest conservationist around, but then you get people like this. They don't hunt for food or for population control. It's all just trophies. And that's what worries me. These guys seem to have found a pattern for causing havoc until they collect their prizes. I mean, battery charges, petty theft, poaching on reservations, and yet they somehow always manage to get new hunting licenses and skip over to the next state for the next hunt. It's gotten to the point I'm worried how many other shifters have had to deal with them before this.
I didn't think that shifters would have to worry about those. Can't you just avoid the traps?
We can, if we know they're there, but when we're shifted, hunting becomes a lot trickier when you have someone else getting in the way. Normally, it would be fine. Let them run their course, and when they find nothing, they'll pass on. But now that they've seen big game on the territory, I highly doubt they're going to leave empty-handed.
This might seem insensitive, and for that I apologize in advance, but if you're all wolves, can't you just, you know, handle them?
It's a possibility, but action like that could only be in direct self-defense. We're not above the law just because we can shift into animals. So as of right now, I've taken all the steps that I can. And tomorrow, I'm heading out to visit several of the neighboring packs.
To get help?
Just letting them know what's going on. Even if the poachers move on from our territory, they might move on to someone else's.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
It's a pack courtesy. Even if we're not linked to any of the other packs, it's an unspoken law between us. If something is threatening one pack, we'll let the others know so they can defend themselves. If they decide to come to the other's aid, then that's one thing. If not, it's fine, but I can't not let people know.
Well, I hope it gets resolved quickly. Oh, have you gone to the ranger station and let them know? Maybe they can try to...
Tried that.
Oh.
They've done all they can do within their reach of power.
I see. I wish I could do more to help.
No, that's all right. Believe me, just having a quiet place to come and work on this has been more help than you know. I think I've done all I can do for the moment. So thank you for letting me stay the extra time. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to. If you ever need anything at all, feel free to come by and ask.
Thank you. Have a good night, Miss Rose.
Oh, just Rose is fine.
Then you'll have to call me Claire.
Perfect. I'll walk you to the door.
Thank you. Have a good night, Rose. And pass along my regards to your partners. You three are very cute together. Have a good one.
Yes, have a good night. We three... We're not... Oh, no.
Let me just double check. Hi, I'm calling about the status of a report I filed a week ago. It should be under Claire Green. Yes, file number 02281-3473. Thank you. Yes, that's the one. I wanted to double check on the names I submitted, see if there were any connecting reports, if they've dealt with any other packs before. I see. No, my pack's territory borders on a reservation. Pending. Of course it is. I see. Thank you. I appreciate the information. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I thought I had filed the report correctly. Yes, that's one of the rangers who works along the territory. Oh. Well, I figured I didn't need to file a separate report for them since they're a non-wielder. What? How are they an NWL? When were they registered? But that was over 8 years ago. No, not from what I've seen. There's been no indication that they know anything about magic at all, let alone that they're a registered liaison. No, I'm sure the report's accurate. I see. I'll make sure to report it correctly next time. I apologize for the inconvenience, but thank you for letting me know for the future. You as well. Thank you. Ranger knows about magic. Oh, God. Jesus. Beth. Hey, I just left the library, and you are not going to believe what the regional rep told me on the phone. What? Wait, hang on. What do you mean I have a date? A date with who? What?